We are joined right now by a Super Bowl champion. He is a 7-time Pro Bowler. 6 straight seasons of 1,300 yards or more. He finished his NFL career with 920 receptions, 13,382 yards, 74 touchdowns. A member of the NFL's All-Decade Team of the 2000s. He was an ACC Player of the Year. He was a consensus All-American at NC State. Already a member of the College Football Hall of Fame Class of 2019. He is a finalist. Once again, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he is Torrey Holt. Torrey, it's good to have you back. How are you, Torrey?
Good, Jim. How are you? Happy New Year, bro. And look, man, I need to you need to go in and present me, bro. That was nice. I appreciate it.
Oh, my man. I might take you up on that, Torrey. In fact, I will take you up on that. Listen, the finalists for the Hall of Fame class were announced once again. You are again there. What was your reaction to hearing that news this time around?
Super cool, man. It's always exciting. It's hard, Jim. It's hard. You know, and I'm not a first ballot guy, right? So I'm a second-time finalist, and what I'm learning each time, each year, is tough. And I heard Mr. Baker talking this morning on NFL radio, and he was talking about the process and how tough it is and how difficult it is. And it is. So I respect the process. I'm enjoying it. I learn something new every year. I feel like I'm getting closer and closer each year. So it's just a matter of, again, the voters, you know, really considering it, a strong consideration, and then make the right vote who they feel like is Hall of Fame worthy. And hopefully my name is called this year and I can get over the top.
We're talking to Torrey Holt. Torrey, I happen to see it that way myself. I feel like, at least from where I'm sitting, it's a matter of time before you get in. But, I mean, you started to touch on this, but what's it like for you? I mean, does it feel like it's only a matter of time before you get in?
I feel that way. I do. I feel like, you know, and it's funny because the last few years that I've been talking to, you know, Mr. Baker, each year I've talked to him, I've just felt like I got close. I was the finalist. This year, again, spoke to him. I'm a finalist again in the conversation and what I'm hearing and what he feels he's hearing about the process and how the voters think of me, again, makes me feel confident that I'm one step away. So, again, hopefully we get enough of the voters feeling the same way. But, again, I'm humbled. I'm thankful, and I enjoyed last year, Jim, again, being in the room with Hall of Famers and just hearing, watching them, how they conversate and interact with each other, the stories, how they're being honored. I said to myself, I want to be a part of that, and I'm right there. I'm knocking at the door, so hopefully I'll get the knock at the door sometime soon.
We were talking to Torrey Holt. You know, Torrey, I had Jared Allen on the program yesterday. He's another finalist. And we were talking about whether or not the Hall of Fame was a goal when he was a player. I'm curious, when did you first start thinking about the Hall of Fame as a goal? Was it something you had in your head when you were playing, or was that not on your mind at all?
No, you know, it was probably, I would say, my last year when I was in Jacksonville, and I went back and watched the broadcast. And I heard one of the broadcasters mention my name in regards to Hall of Fame. It's kind of when it started to dawn a little bit. Hey, but maybe that could be possible, but not to the point where I put all of my energy into that. I wanted to, again, stay healthy and get back out on the football field and continue playing a game that I love and love to compete. But now that I'm retired and I really have had the chance to evaluate my career, my teammates and coaches and my journey and experience, being a part of the National Football League, and even before that, man, I had a heck of a run, and I enjoyed every part of it. I hope my teammates and my coaches enjoyed working with me. I enjoyed working with them, winning championships, doing things on the individual level that's Hall of Fame worthy. I was associated with that, and then doing it with guys too, Jim. I think the beauty part of it is what I'm also enjoying as well is the guys that I see like Rondé Barber now. I played against Rondé. Ask Rondé if I'm a Hall of Famer. Calvin Johnson, John Lynch. I played against John Lynch. Ask John Lynch if I'm a Hall of Fame worthy. But I'm watching these guys now get an opportunity to possibly don the gold jacket. That, to me, is really cool. And then Isaac and Orlando and Marshall and Kurt, my teammates that are also Hall of Famers. You know, that's a hell of a journey, man. So we'll see, bro. We'll see.
It is a hell of a journey. Torrey Holt's joining us. He's a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Torrey, when you mention your teammates, I'm kind of curious. Like, you played with so many great players. There are a number of guys from that offense that are already in the Hall of Fame. When you look back, did you have any idea how special that team was and that collection of talent at that time? Or were you so locked in on winning and the task in front of you that you didn't even realize how amazing that group was?
No, I knew we were special because I watched a lot of those guys when they were in college. What I couldn't understand was why weren't they winning? I didn't understand that when I got to St. Louis and I saw the talent and I knew a lot of the guys watching from past, and it's like, man, these guys, we can win. And then once we put it together, and then I really saw what I already thought was in terms of how special they were, and I saw it firsthand. I was like, whoa, I'm a part of something really special. I got to make sure that I stay on top of my game so I can stay on par with those guys. So that's what I was introduced to. That was the bar that was set for me early on, and I worked my ass off to try to maintain it and carry it on.
All right, so I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, Torrey, but you are a member of the class, and what that would mean is if you get in, you would actually go in the same weekend as Isaac Bruce, who's a member of last year's class, but their induction was postponed due to COVID. What would that mean to you, and have you allowed yourself to think about how special that would be?
Oh, my goodness, that would be amazing. You know, I spent last year in Florida, again, as a finalist and trying to get in. And Isaac was on that ticket as well, and he got in. So spending time with him afterwards and just talking about the experience and our games and how we worked together, man. It was, you know, Isaac and I, we didn't say a lot, but we understood what was expected. And we challenged each other on a day-to-day basis. Heck, all of our receivers, we all challenged each other, but watching him do it on a day-to-day basis and now seeing that he's a Hall of Famer and I'm right there behind him. I mean, look, I consider Isaac and I one of the best duos in the National Football League history. So to be able to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a bookend with my homie would be fantastic. And I think St. Louis would love it. I think L.A. would love it. I think the whole Rams Nation would love it. And I think the National Football League, those that watched us play in the area in which we played, I think would appreciate and respect the fact that we'll both get a chance to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Agreed. Torrey Holt joining me for a few more moments. You know, Torrey, like Jared Allen, I always appreciate the fact that you're not afraid to hype today's players. In fact, I had a conversation yesterday on a podcast with Steve Tasker, and Tasker was talking about how the great Bills teams of the 90s absolutely love what they're seeing from the Bills this year. I love guys that play the game that can respect what they're seeing right now. I'm curious, who are some of the receivers playing today that you respect, you admire, that you watch?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll start on the collegiate level. Devontae Smith is incredible, the Heisman Trophy winner. Phenomenal, can take over games, can win games, can beat you in a return game, can beat you deep across the field, got hands, good route runner, plays special teams. He's really good. Davante Adams is just tremendous. You're talking about a scoring machine at the receiver position. Davante Adams with Aaron Rodgers is just incredible. Love the way he works his routes, being a bigger guy, but his ability to get open and consistently get open, giving Aaron the targets every single time, is just tough to deal with. He's one. B-Hop, obviously out in Arizona. Cooper Kupp and my boys, Robert Woods, and out in L.A. Come on now. I mean, you're talking about in the run game, blocking, run after the catch, route running, beat you deep, beat you running the knee, particularly Coop. Those are some guys that come to mind, and others. Calvin Ridley down in Atlanta, the young boy down in Atlanta. Jefferson, the young kid in Minnesota. I mean, I can go on and on. Jim, but we have, I'll say this, the receiver position is in good shape. I'll say that. Going forward, our receiver position, I think, is in good shape. And we got some guys still coming from the collegiate ranks that's going to push the guys that are in there now.
We're talking to Torrey Holt. You know, really quickly, before you go, you mentioned Ram Nation, Torrey. So you've got Jared Goff, and he's trying to work his way back from surgery on that right thumb. Torrey, I'm curious, if you're Sean McVay, how do you go about approaching the decision when it comes to which quarterback to start in Seattle on Saturday? How do you think he's processing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll continue to look at them throughout the week of practice and how both are performing. How is Jared feeling out there? Is there any soreness, any tightness? Even during practice, are balls fluttery? Are balls not getting there? From what I heard yesterday, he looked pretty good throwing the football. And from what I saw, he looked pretty good throwing the football. Heck, even after he dislocated the thumb, Jim, and he popped it back in. Jared Goff is tough, too, by the way. Popped it back in. He threw I think he completed a ball. So I think he can play through that. It's just a matter of how healthy is he? How secure are they with him in terms of managing that ball? It's cold out in Seattle, Jim. It's cold. Jared doesn't have the biggest of hands, and he's coming in with a broke thumb. That will give me some concern. But if my QB1 tells me he's ready, he's showing me throughout the week that he's ready. He's processing information. He looks to be healthy. Mentally, he seems to be in a good place. I'm going to give him an opportunity to go out and play. With that defense playing at a championship level, Rams quarterbacks don't turn the football over. run the ball as best they can, make plays on the perimeter, move in the chains. They give themselves a chance to go into Seattle and win. We played in 2003, I think it was, or four, we played Seattle three times, beat them all three times that year. These teams are meeting again for the third time. We know the history between these clubs. The confidence is coming out of L.A., going out to Seattle should be what it is. It's going to be a great matchup.
And we know these two teams know each other really, really well. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a seven-time Pro Bowler. And Torrey, I don't want to jinx it. I got a really good feeling about this. We'll find out soon enough. Congrats on being a finalist once again. And I always appreciate the conversation, Torrey. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim. And congratulations, too. Can I say this last thing? Congratulations to all of the finalists for this Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2021. All guys are very well deserved. Congrats, fellas.
No doubt.
Thanks, Jim.
You got it, Torrey. Thanks so much. Good luck. And I know you and I will talk again soon. I've got a really good feeling about that. Look, he's getting in. Torrey Holt is getting in no matter what. It's just a matter of when.